Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to It's a Way to Stay Out with Marlon Reed as your host every Wednesday at 8 p.m. right here on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network.
Show tonight, I want to just say thank y'all to It's a Way Out with your host Marlon Reed on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio. I like to play a song for everyone that needs some inspiration, maybe had a down day or darkness, you know, around them, a cloudy darkness around them. So take a little few seconds, listen to this song, and we're going to come back with a special show. And I'm just so great to have these special guests in live in the studio, if I might say, you know, this is a first. So tune into the music and we'll be right back.
Here it is. It's about that time. Let's see. Let's go.
Never said I got it all right. All right. All I ever said was God is good. Uh-huh. And I never the best of me.
Once again, like I said, thanks for tuning in. This is A Way Out with your host, Merlin Reed, on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio with CEO, Mrs. Princess Cooper. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Like I say, everyone that I sent out the emails to, everyone sent, you know, on Facebook, that responded back and said they would tune in, and everyone I sent a link to that said they will be listening in tonight, and everyone that called in, I want to just say thank you once again. You know, we come to y'all every 2 weeks, so it's that time, and, you know, I'm so excited about this show because I have two special guests in the studio with me tonight, brother and sister, member, church members in Christ, you know, friends, you know, who I would say discovered me to come to y'all tonight. You know, I was on a show, and, you know, they asked me to come on and say a little bit, and the CEO heard me speaking, and she offered me a position as a host. And, you know, at first I wasn't really with it, but then, you know, I looked at it as, you know, this is what I like to do, try to reach the people. And this was another way to venture out and reach the people. So I'm so glad that they did allow me and asked me to come on, because if they didn't, we wouldn't be here right now. So just to give y'all a little bit more update on the book, it's coming soon, just in the editing process. Like I say, that take time, going back and forth. I got to make sure everything right. This is my first book, so, you know, some things I got to make sure that's right on a editing part. It's not that I don't trust them, but, you know, at the same time, I got to trust myself and make sure that things right, because people will be reading it. People that know me, you know, they're going to be looking for maybe, you know, anything that's not right to say that didn't happen. So I got to make sure that everything that happened, I got to put it 100%. So with that being said, and also keep y'all updated with the ministry, Men Do Help Men. Be getting that off the board more this year. You know, got a member from Camden. He offered to put his pride aside and ask for some help. And, you know, I'm glad I was there to minister to him and, you know, offer him the Bible. And, you know, we get to, I got a chance to call him and read some scriptures with him. So, you know, that's what it's all about, helping men do help men, to help us get back on our feet and to become leaders and fathers and husbands. And that's what the commitment stands for. So I want to thanks to that brother. I'm not going to say his name, but thanks to, you know, that brother for joining on and putting his pride aside and ask for some help. So that's what we do. And, you know, the show tonight, once again, like I said, going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be different. You know, I always have y'all crying with a testimony. Somebody then came over and, you know, they got off drugs or they got out of an abusive relationship. Just none of that. Just this here is a relationship in Christ that y'all going to hear tonight. You know, y'all going to get some information on what they do. It you know, I'm real attracted to what they do as far as though what we're going to be talking about. And they can explain it better than I can, because I want y'all to add this remedy to y'all life as well. So, you know, they're going to explain it. Also, you know, about the book, people who ask me a lot of questions that do be listening, here it is. I know I haven't brought mine out yet, but here it is. A book coach is here as well, and she can tell you how to bring your book out. She can tell you how to start writing it, what you need to do, how you need to go about editing it, how you need to go about publishing it, most of all, how you can go about writing it. So, when we come back from this commercial, we'll bring our special guests out right here on It's a Way Out with your host, Marlon Reed, on Never Had So Good Sports Media Radio.
The company is using our great grandmother's pickle recipe.
Cucumbers, dill, peppers, and garlic. That's it.
pairing that with a Triscuit. It's been around for over 100 years. Triscuit starts with three ingredients. It's really simple. We want to keep doing that.
This song says, God's mercy kept me. So I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up? Just throwing in the towel, just giving up. I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Your host Marlon Reed on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio with CEO Mrs. Princess Cooper. Before we get into the show, we're going to open up with a quick prayer to something, you know, I like to do, and hopefully it touch whoever needs this prayer. Please have an open heart and receive the prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to come here tonight. Thank you for allowing us to be able to reach and teach someone who needs to hear your word and to understand your word as we break it down for them. Thank you for allowing us to wake up to see another glorious day. This is the day that you made for us to rejoice in, and I hope everyone accepted it and did it on a positive note. We're going to say it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, with that being said, I hold y'all up long enough. I got the two beautiful souls in the studio tonight, live in the studio tonight. Deacon Rudy and his wife, Sister Michelle Govan, right here on It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out. Get your pens and paper, your pads, because this is something that we're going to add to our lives right here on This Way Out with all my fans. Get your pens and pads, and I'm telling you, this will help you. Well, with that being said, how y'all feeling?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Can we give a clap? Look, we clap. We
look,
clap.
We got a clap track on our.
Yeah,
we got a clap track. We got a clap track.
CEO, you hear that? Marlon
needs the clap track.
I gotta get on this board. I know you're listening.
But I just want to say thank you, Marlon, for allowing us to be on your show. We're excited. We're so happy to see, you know, everything that you're doing, the lives that you're touching, and the, you know, what doing with your book. So we're just golly proud of you. And we're just so glad that you and your wife are in our lives, and we're just excited to be on the show. Look, we're back.
Man,
look.
Y'all can take control. You know?
And I'm just happy.
I'm a student.
Look, I'm happy to be here. You know, audience, people listening, you know, I just want to show you the effect of your yes. What your yes can do for somebody else. The yes wasn't for us. When we were approached about doing a radio show, we were like, you, Ma, I ain't want to do it. We didn't want to do it. We were like, man, well, could we do that? And Princess encouraged us, and we practiced, and we said yes. And with our yes, we've been able to touch lives. Wow. And with our yes, we brought you on as our very first guest on our very first show. And we didn't know what we was doing, we was trying to figure it out.
Awesome.
You know, but we said yes on July, and our first show was July 4th.
Wow.
July 4th was our first show. And your phone hasn't stopped ringing since, and you've been touching lives and impacting folk. You know, not just my yes, but the yes to the person who reached out to us and got us on the show.
Right,
and
which is Renee.
Which is Renee.
Hewitt-Hall. Yeah.
Hewitt-Hall, who is also on the network.
She's on the network as well.
And the person who reached out to her and her yes, and Princess Cooper and her yes.
Amen.
You know what I mean? So how a yes can affect someone, man. So it's just amazing, man. We are proud of you. We are godly proud of you for what you're doing, the strides you're making, and man, just the maturity level. You know, hey, it's a testimony. It's a testimony. So we love it. We love it.
Yeah.
We're glad to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm glad. Like I say, man, this is an honor for me because, like I say, you know, just even I tell people, even with the book, you know, I was inspired. They say, well, how you get to want to write a book? And I tell them, I say, well, a sister, a member of my church, you know, wrote a book and it touched me because I didn't actually see how she wrote the book, but I see, you know, a person in my same situation. When I say same situation, I'm talking about we in the same church, we in the same ministry. Mm-hmm. So in my same situation, I see her wrote a book. And then, you know, I asked her, she, you know, encouraged me to do it because I said I was going to do it when I asked her. Then I didn't for months. And you came back and said, is you writing? And, you know, it really inspired me to do it. So, like I say, even with the talk show, I sit back and I still study y'all show. And, you know, I bring it to my show as well. You know, so just, you know, to have y'all as big sister, big brother, church member in Christ. You know, it's just truly an honor. And people got to understand, man, we got to have people that we can trust in this world.
Yeah.
A lot of people say they can't trust nobody. That's a dark place to be in.
Right.
And it's a lie from the pit of hell, too. So
yeah.
You can trust people.
You know, so to have members that you can trust, you know, you can come to and, you know, ask them for something that you know that they're going to give you the best answer that they would do. They ain't going to tell you because it's the right answer. You know it's something that they will do or even y'all experienced it. So that's a blessing, man. But the show, I like I say, I'm excited because y'all show just the name itself, Pay Your Way to Success, is a standout of its own, you know. And to have the 90-day, I think you say.
The 90-day game plan.
The 90-day game plan. And we was talking, I think you say you even broke it down to 5 days. Cause some people don't last 90 days well.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can explain both?
Yeah, I explain both. First,
this is how our show goes. I'm going to explain your way to success.
Okay.
And then you can do the 90-day.
Okay. So hold on. So the name of our show, see, all the time, this is what you get. I'm stopping her, she stopped me, hold. So the name of our show is Pave Your Way to Success. And Pave Your Way to Success, PAVE, P-A-V-E, is an acronym. And that stands for?
PAVE stands for P is purpose, planning, and passion. A is for attitude and mindset. V is for vision. And E is for execution. And if you have all four of those keys working, then you'll be able to be successful, whether it's in business, personally, or in any area of your life. So you have planning, purpose, and passion, A, attitude and mindset, B, vision, and E, execution.
And Pave Your Way to Success is an entrepreneurial, inspirational, and motivational radio show. We come to you every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 on this same network. And what we believe is that people only know what they know. That's why they are where they are. So our job is every week to help someone know something different so they can be in a different place. So we reach our tentacles of relationship out and we bring in some of the best guests, people who you may have never heard of, and they come on and they bring some awesome information. And hopefully it hits you at a 12 o'clock period in your life where things are all lined up, falls in your spirit, generates something and helps you to move on to the next thing. So that's Pave Your Way to Success.
Yeah.
All right. So now one of the things that we talk about on Pave Your Way to Success is the 90-day game plan. So this was when talking to Brother Marlon, he was like, yo, man, I need you to talk about that for my people. So this is how it works. A 90-day game plan is a 3-month game plan starting with the end in mind. All right? Starting at the end in mind, we're going to lose weight, what have you, because it is that season. Today was the first hot day. I took a couple selfies outside, posted. So, you know, people are now, the gyms are going to be filled like January the 1st. So now one of the things that I help people to implement in our success track and our Pave Your Way to Success track is a 90-day game plan. And one thing that I realized in giving a person a whole 90-day plan is that people weren't, being successful at it. And the reason why people weren't being successful at it is because you got to realize some of the habits of some of the people who are listening, who are attempting to pave the way to success, who are attempting to, you know, get their bills paid on time, do whatever it is that they're trying to do with purpose to be successful. All right. So one of the things that I've realized is that I got to break this thing down.
Okay.
So I broke the 90-day game plan into 1, 2, 3, 4 steps. Okay. First, I broke it down to a 5 days to win, it's called.
Okay.
5 days to win. So in that 5-day to win plan, you have, for example, this is how I did it because I did it for me.
Okay.
I did it for me. This is how I did it. I took five days to win. I picked 3. I said, I'm going to do one thing 3 days a week. And I got 5 days to accomplish it. So I talked to my wife. I said, hey, I'm going to go to gym. I'm going to get up at 5, pray from 5 to 5:15, 5:30, what have you. But my prayer time will be there. Then I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to be at the gym for about an hour and a half. I'm going to come back and I'm going to start my day. I'm going to do that 3 days a week. I got 5 days to accomplish it. And most people say, well, 5 days to win. So why you only did it for 3 days? Because we have to generate a win in our life. Most people haven't experienced a win in so long that, you know, they're used to failing.
Yeah, they don't believe.
They don't believe that they can win. So now I set up a winning situation. So guess what? What does winning start? Winning starts momentum. So now you're like, man, I did that 3-day thing. Man, I did the 5 days. 5-day game, I passed that.
Yes.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I went to the gym. I got up, bang, 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 bang. Man, I'm good. I got to win. Now you celebrate the weekend. Because most people say, well, if it's 5 days, why is it not 7? It should be a week. People are not at the stage in their life yet where they're ready to give up their weekends. They're living for the weekend.
Yeah.
They'll do it during the week because I work during the week.
Yeah.
So I'll do it during the week. So now the second stage, after you won your 10 days to win, we do it again. We do, you won your 5 day, your five days to win. Now we move to the 10 days to win. Okay. So now 10 days. Now we do the same thing. We mix it up. Okay. You know what I mean? Now we do something that same 3-day regimen.
Okay.
We do it in a 10-day game plan. So okay. Now you got 6 days. Now you're in. Now you're like, oh man, this is good. I'm starting to win at this thing. I feel it. So now we're upgrading. So you say, okay, listen. You see the results from the 5-day. You see the results from the 10-day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to step into a 30-day game plan. So now we put our plan together. We put our method together for our 30 days. You get your 30 days in. And now after your 30-day game plan is done, you're like, man, I'm good. I'm good. I'm doing this thing. I'm hitting the gym. I'm praying more. I'm doing this thing that I need to do. I'm getting my bills. You know, whatever your game plan is, because it's all about what you need. It's all about what you need.
Discipline yourself.
And that's where we have. And as you start disciplining yourself, you start seeing these incremental wins. Even if it's just getting up and going for a walk today. You know, I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to go for a mile walk, get in my car, I'm going to drive a mile, see how long it's. This is a mile. All right, cool. Get up in the morning. I'm walking it.
Okay.
So now you start your 90-day game plan. Now we're in it. We're in our 90-day game plan. But guess what? You already have 45 days of it in. You have 45 days of the 90 days already in.
Because of the 5 days.
Because the 5-day, the 10-day, and the 30-day.
Okay, that makes
so
sense.
So now you're finishing off your 90-day game plan. Now you're ready to go hard. Now you.
Let me stop you real fast. Good people, I hope y'all listening in. As he explained it, when you start 5 days, you start 10 days, then you do the 30 days, that's already 45 days. It ain't 30 days or the 5 days is inside the 30 days. No, you did 5, you did 10, now you're doing 30. They add up to the 90 days.
So 45, and now you're finishing, now you're going headstrong into the rest of the 90-day game plan with 45 days in already. So now you've seen results, you know you can do it, you've won, you feel good about yourself, you're results driven, now you're seeing results because now we go so long without seeing the results in our lives. So now you're seeing the results and this can be catered to anything you're doing. It could be catered to how you're saving money, how you're paying your bills, you know, relationships, whatever you need to do, building a business. You know, we're in the business building, 5-day game plan. You know what? I'm gonna talk to 2 people a day for 5 days about my business.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna talk to 2 people a day for 10 days about my business. Now, you know what? I'm gonna step it up. I'm gonna go a month and every day I'm a purpose to talk to 2 people.
Right.
So now you start seeing results. People start coming into your business. People start buying your products. People start understanding what you're doing. You're learning more about your business because you're talking about it more.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know what I mean? Because how do you learn? We learn by hearing and hearing and hearing. That's what the word says. And so now you're hearing yourself talk about your business. You're learning more. You're studying more. You're doing the things you need to do. And now you're seeing results. So as you start to see results and you start to see that win happen in you, your chest starts to pump up. your head comes up, your shoulder gets back, and you start, your confidence level rises to a whole nother level, and now you start seeing yourself as a winner and not just this person that's out here and who I don't even know if this is even going to work for me. So now weekends matter. You're like, man, I'm getting out here. I mean, I'm going to do what I need to do.
And and the thing is, within that 30 days, depending on what you're doing, you're starting to create a habit. And they always say it takes between 21 and 28 days to create a habit.
Okay.
Or break a habit. So here's the thing. Let's just go with the weight loss thing. So if you're starting out, okay, 3 days a week, I'm exercising. 4 days a week, you keep going. 5 days, 10 days, you're going to keep going. It's going to be part of your lifestyle, and you're creating a habit at this point. So then by the time you even get to the 30-day, you've already established a new habit that is going to be healthy for you anyway.
That's
and that could be for any area of your life.
That's wow. It. And that's where we are. And that's, you know, we have the purpose to help people. People only know what they know. That's why they are where they are.
Yeah.
That's why we fail. Because, you know, I haven't come from an environment where I've seen a whole lot of people win. You know, I haven't seen a whole lot of people win at something that matters.
And that's
at
that's,
something that matters.
That's the thing. That's the thing that people got to see it. They got to witness in order to believe it, because a lot of times when they do things or they try to do it, they don't actually see the person that's talking about it, maybe on TV or like this on radio. They don't see the person doing it to understand. And that's the thing about it, is like, we bringing it to you. Y'all know me, you know, most of my listeners here in the Philadelphia area, y'all know Deacon Rudy and Sister Michelle, his wife, y'all know them for the followers and the fans that listen, the people who listen in that know them, y'all know that they do these things that they talking about. And once again, like you say, real quick, anything, you know, this for a lot of people that's listening that want to stop smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Here it is.
Right.
A 5-day, you got a 10-day plan, and you got a 30-day plan. Start with the 5-day
right.
plan. And that's for anything. Go ahead, Sister Michelle.
And the thing is, just piggybacking off of what you just said, starting small with the 5-day, because what is the question that people always ask? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And sometimes when we get this goal, and using smoking as an example, they might say, oh, I want to stop smoking. And it could seem like this monumental goal, but if you just start today, let's just say if you smoked a pack, I'm cutting that in half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
3 days a week, or however you want to do it. Some people can go cold turkey. Some people might have to wean, depending on your circumstance or whatever it is. But if you look at the goal, sometimes it can be so overwhelming. But if you just take it day by day and you start to chip it down, and as Rudy said, then you'll start to feel, oh, I can do this. You got your first win. I can do 10 days. I can do that. And then as you keep getting your wins, then that's going to create the momentum to keep going and keep pushing forward until you've eaten the whole elephant.
That's what we
Unless
need.
Unless you're trying to lose weight. You don't want to eat the whole elephant.
but that's what we are. You know, I grew up at 19th and Gerard, Fairmont Avenue, right there. I remember the first time I decided that I was going to go walk Kelly Drive.
Wow.
You ever walk Kelly Drive?
I never walked it. I walked some of it, but I never walked the whole Kelly Drive.
I got to Kelly Drive. I got to the bottom of the Art Museum. I come down Fairmont, come across, and I said, man, I'm going to walk this thing. I'm going to walk this thing today. And I almost turned around and went home.
Wow.
Because thinking I'm going to walk the whole Kelly Drive in itself was too overwhelming.
Wow.
So I broke it down. You know what I broke it down to? I'm going to walk to that bridge.
Yeah, I turned around.
Yeah, but that's how I said, I'm going to walk to the East Falls Bridge, and I'm going to turn around and come back. Man, I'm get it. But this is how I end up breaking it down. And this what, when I revamped the 90-day game plan, the Lord took me back to the remembrance of that walk, that initial walk. And I walked the whole thing, and the way that I got through it was I walked to the next bridge.
Wow.
I seen the bridge. I know I can get to that bridge. Because we have to think with the end in mind. Sometimes for some people, the end might be so far. So we got to have some milestones.
Right.
So you got to get to that milestone. That milestone was that next bridge.
Yes.
So now I'm at that bridge, and I'm like, man, I made it. All right. Now I'm going to that next bridge. I'm walking to the Strawberry Mansion Bridge. I get to the Strawberry Mansion Bridge. Now I'm like, okay, I'm going to the next bridge.
Yes.
I'm walking to that next bridge. You know, so I broke it down from landmark to landmark. And when I got done and I got to the East Falls Bridge, I turned around.
Right.
And I was like, wow, I looked at the mile marker. The mile marker said 2.5 miles.
Wow.
That's what the mile marker is from what used to be the Bow House,
yeah,
to the East Falls Bridge. That mile marker says 2.5 miles. So I was like, man, so now I'm walking back. Now I got some accomplishment in me.
Yeah.
I'm walking, but guess how I ate it?
Okay,
go to that bridge. I'm going to that bridge. I'm going to the rock garden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the bridge. I'm going, you know what I mean? So it's, and that's the approach that I took with the 90-day game plan. We all can accomplish it. We all can achieve our goals in this 3 months, this 90 days. And I just had to figure out for myself how I can better teach this thing and break it down so people could understand it. Because we're talking to people who, you know, not trying to beat nobody up, but we ain't used to being successful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're not used to being successful. So people only know what they know. That's why they are where they are. We say it all the time. And now I want to tell you something different so you can be successful at that thing you ain't never been successful at before.
Now, right, we're going to get where we're going to get to. This, once again, this is a special show, y'all. We ain't even doing no commercials. As you listen to me, take it on the chest. We ain't taking no commercials. We know you got to pay the bills to take the show, but...
Look,
we're going to go all the way.
Can I tell you something? We had Apostle Coleman on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear Apostle Coleman?
I listened.
Well,
I called
we huh? You called him?
I called him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, we had Apostle Coleman on, right? And the Spirit was moving so hard, boy, that it was just flowing. And I was like, listen, if you're listening for a commercial, you listen to Pave Your Way to Success on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
That's
the commercial. Good, Apostle. We not quenching this spirit.
We're not going to a commercial. We're going because we in the flow. And like I said, it's really a special show because you're going to get two things for one. And right there, they broke down the 90-day. And I just want to add, you know, pray to the Lord as you're doing this 90-day,
mm-hmm,
pay your way to success. You know, pray to the Lord about the 5 days. Pray to the Lord to get you through the 10 days. Pray to the Lord to get you through the 30 days. And when you look up, before you know, it's 90 days on. And like he said, and like she said, any is for anything, not just for, you know, I want to get off drugs, or, you know, I want to stop cigarettes, or, you know, I want to get out the relationship. This is for, as I always talk about, you know, we trying to be successful. We doing it our way didn't work. Obvious. So now we got some help. You know, the Lord is venting us a different way. We praying through him. We asking in Jesus' name to get us to where we need to get to be successful. And here it is, pay your way to success. But never, never, never forget to always pray as you do on the 90-day success.
Yes.
So I want to thank Brother Rudy for breaking that down. Please, I hope y'all had your
on purpose. On purpose.
And like I say, this is for anything. This is for if you want to try to, you know, better get a better job, better education, relationships, you know, whatever. This is 90 days for whatever. Start with the first day, and it leads you to the 5 days. But we also going to talk about, as I keep saying it, you know, books. And we got a great book coach in the house as well. Tonight, we just heard her broke down the name, Pay Your Way to Success. She broke it down, and here it is. She's going to break it down on. A lot of people always asking me, how did you start write the book? You know, how can I publish? How can I edit? Or, you know, how long do it take to write? So I can't answer all them questions because mine's not out yet. Here it is. We have a strong sister
who got several books out. And like I say, she's also a book coach. If you need help on how to write a book, get with her. And I just want to ask her, what really got you to write the book, your first book?
Wow. And my first book came out.
Hold on. What's the name of your first book?
I was about to say that. Okay. Can you just relax?
Sorry, your turn.
Yes, my turn. my first book came out in 2012. It's Soldiers and Stilettos, Battle Tested and Still Standing. That book came out actually because someone had spoke over my life and said years actually before that I would be writing books. And at first I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to be doing that. I'm not a writer. But I did have a story, and I used to always joke around and say certain things. I'm like, oh, that could be a book. That could be a book. Now, all of a sudden, here I go. And it was at that time that I felt like I was going through different types of battles and things, and I saw myself overcoming. And it's so kind of funny how it kind of goes in with the 90-day, the process that I did to write the book. Wow. Because you can't sit down and write the book and it be perfect, like it's going to go to edit right then and there.
Yes.
So you understand.
Yes.
You understand. Yes. So it has to get, it has to get broken down.
There you go.
So I wrote out of different things that I had went through. And actually, in that process, I learned a lot about writing books. And then from there, I've had actually 4 compilation books.
Wow.
With other women. And so I've gone through the process several times. And so, so I think I have a little experience under my belt because it's been a number of years now.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, I see. 4 years. Like I said, it's been 2 years for me ongoing writing and editing back and forth and putting some stuff in and then taking some stuff out and then being advised to do this. So it's a lot going on when you write, and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, from experience, like I say, myself and everything that I'm going through with this book and even to get it out, because it's a battle, because like I say, just a battle between me and the editor and, you know, things of that nature of what should I say and what shouldn't I say. And people don't understand. They just think you can just get in there and just write and then
right.
Poof, bring it out.
Right.
But one thing I do know, today with social media and the computers and the networks, man, it's a lot of independency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't got to go through a big book company.
No, that's traditional
publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like I say, here it is. You got several books out. The first book led to the next book. It led to the
compilation book.
Compilation. Y'all got to excuse me. Compilation book. And here we is. I'm pretty sure it's 30 more coming behind that.
There's a lot more coming, yeah.
So how do it feel to be a book author and a book coach at the same time? Not just because me, I'm not a coach. I'm just a book author, but you both. So how do you manage and separate the two?
Well, basically, with the books, I have with the compilation books, I've obviously been working with other women in those books because they've had their own visionary. So I haven't had my own compilation book, but one will be coming out because like I said, I've been through the process. And since I've been through the process, I know the good side, I know the bad side, I know expectations, I know the cost, and I know what it takes to really write a book. And one of the things that I learned is that, and I do have a slight perfectionist spirit issue, so sometimes when I was writing, I kept rewriting because I wanted it to be perfect.
Yeah.
And then one of the things I realized was I just had to get it out. I just had to get it out. It wasn't going to be perfect. I just had to get it out. And so I wrote it down, and then I'm like, that's what the editor's for anyway.
Okay.
And so
thank you for that tip for me.
Yes,
I
yes.
Got a tip.
And so what is it? So just to at least give you like three or four tips of if you want to do a book. One is to start small, like I said, because when you think of a book, you're not going to sit down all at once and write the whole book and it's not and it be perfect. You're going to have to just write a couple words, like 300 to 500 words per day. Then also you want to have an outline of how you kind of want your book to flow. And then also set a time to work on your book every day. Now, this goes with being disciplined. You need to write something every day. And I think that's something I kind of told you, too. I said, you got to keep writing. You got to keep writing because sometimes we get let life get, you know, in there and it can be like a little distraction. And, yes, we do have to deal with life issues. But then if you do that all the time, you keep pushing the book back, and then you'll never get it completed. And so so that's one thing that I'm really I really tell people is to set time that you can do that you can write uninterrupted and just get it out. And then you want to choose a place that's quiet to write. Some place that you can gather your thoughts, some place that you don't have a whole bunch of distractions. And then, and I really suggest that, you know, you go into self-publishing because then you're going to keep more money in your pocket. I said, because if you go with traditional, they're going to buy your copyrights. They're going to, you know, pay you royalties when you can have all of that to yourself after you pay everybody out. You know, you have to pay the editor, you have to pay, if you outsource the graphic designer, all of that, but then after all of that is done and you have your finished product, all the money comes to you. And it's so easy now. It's so easy now. I mean, because like I said, you don't want to do contracts and get an agent and then hopefully they'll do, you know, what you want them to do. And basically when you self-publish too, you're creating your own platform. So that you're creating yourself and setting yourself up as an expert. You're setting yourself up to share your voice with the world. And as we were talking even before the show, you know, one of the things that I ask people is just like, okay, if you want to write a book, what do you want that book to do for you?
Yeah.
That is the main question. What do you want the book to do for you? And during one of the books, that question wasn't asked of me. And this was in the beginning, and so I kind of just have the book there on the shelf. But as I've gone, like I said, through the process over a number of years, I now know that even when my next book comes out, it's going to be on purpose, and I know where I'm going with it. So that's kind of how I got, you know, got going with that. And then, like I said, I do separate the coaching part from writing the book, because when I write the book, I'm not in a coaching mind frame. I'm just in the Michelle mind frame. But then when I'm actually coaching somebody with writing their book, we have, you know, we set aside time that we're going to meet. We have accountability. We have, okay, here's our timeline. What are we going to do? Okay, like I said, life happens. We might have setbacks. Okay, so how are we going to move forward from there? So, and that's just the whole other side there. But when I'm writing my book, I'm on the couch with a blanket and my notebook.
Wow.
And hopefully you have the kids away somewhere.
Wow, that's great. And that's great information, because I'm glad you hit on, you know, bringing a book out too. It costs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay the editor. You got to pay the book cover designer. You got to pay the for the posters. You got to pay for the promotion. And a lot of, I know for me, like a couple book companies I had was gonna go through, and then when they was telling me everything, and I'm like, no, that don't sound right, because actually I know someone who brought a book out. Not gonna speak their name or their book because I don't have permission, but I know they brought a book out and they went through one of the companies and they not seeing anything.
Right.
You know, they not seeing nothing. And here it is. That's why it's best to go self-publishing, because, like you say, all the royalties is coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
You, up front, you do have to put out some money because it ain't free. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, you know, I have the best editor in the world, Miss LaShawn Walls. She do all my posters. She do all my promotions. She do all my business as well as the editing. So, you know, I want to thank her, and she definitely do a great job for me. But you definitely have to put out some money, and the question is, when you write, and as I would just ask myself, what do you want this book to do for you? What do you want it to open doors for the next book? Do you want it to open doors to change? Do you want it to open doors for the people that's coming behind you? You gotta, as you writing it, you gotta ask yourself, what do you want this book to do? And
and you have to remember also, there's several different ways of writing a book.
Okay.
There's, you know, there's always the pen and pad. There's always the pen and pad. But you can also dictate your book.
Right.
You can dictate your book. You can get dragging, naturally speaking, put your headphones on, sit down at your computer and have your outline and speak to your outline. Most people aren't going to be good writers because one of the roadblocks a lot of people are going to come into, oh, man, what if I get to this word that I can't spell? Oh, you know what? I ain't going to do it now. So you want to limit the distractions. And then also, writing a book and publishing a book is huge. It lasts forever. And your book may not take off this first 5 years.
Yes.
Your book might not take off for 10, 15 years. And you still have that right, that royalty. It's always going to be yours.
And it's funny that you just said that because my first book was called, in 2012, Soldiers and Stilettos, Battle Tested and Still Standing. And this year, 2016, 4 years later, we're actually having a Soldiers and Stilettos conference coming up in May. And I'm actually doing Soldiers and Stilettos Reloaded. So it's been, like you said, 4 years.
4 years. I mean, cause,
it's
but,
been four
but guess
years.
What? It goes in the copyright office. That's
right.
Something you can always pass down. That's something no one can never take from you.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to get my mom to write a book. I'm sitting down with the outline of the different areas in her life that I wanted to talk about. And I'm just going to record her. I'm a recorder. I'm going to sit down and talk to her. I'm an interviewer and record those parts and translate those parts into words. So many different programs out there. There's so many different things that you can do to write a book besides sitting down with a pen and a piece of paper. But you want to sit down with a pen and a piece of paper, do your outline. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about birth to conception to 5 years old? You know, what is your book? I'm going to get my book done when I can get my coach to finish helping me. I have a book on my computer. But, you know,
here you go, boy.
When I can get my coach... You know, I have a book on my computer called Life's Two Biggest Questions, Who Am I and Where Am I Going? And that's huge. It's huge for me. But, you know, now's not the season. When that season comes and I sit down and I open up that icon on my desktop that says my book, My Life as I Remember It. That's what it's titled, My Life as I Remember It. And I'm going to finish that book someday when I can. When you know how it is, a mechanic can never get his car fixed.
Well, here you go. Like with any book coach, you can just pay me the $79.95 and make an appointment. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go. I'm just kidding. Y'all here.
But going back to what you were saying, even with the different types of books that you want when you do an outline, depending on what you want your book to do. If you're like a trainer or something, you can write your book in a way that each chapter could be like a workshop so that you can pull out and then you can use that. So like I said, the main thing is to start out with what do you want your book to do?
And what do you want it to be? Because, you know, we have several books. My wife did a book called The Widow's Oil, What's in Your Hand. It's a financial book. It talks about how me and Michelle got out of debt. And it's a workbook, but it also comes with a CD. So now that workbook, you're at home working on it and getting through your game plan and getting through the process of getting out of debt. But now you have an accompanying CD that you put in your car and you listen to while you're on your way to work, while you're doing the thing you need to do. And it's reminding you of what you've learned at home. So, you know, there's several different ways of writing a book and putting out material. So It doesn't necessarily have to be an autobiography, a biography. It doesn't necessarily have to
be a children's book. I have my daughter getting ready to write a children's book.
So it could be a children's book. So it's you know, there's a lot of different options out there. But once again, tonight, pray to God. Pray. Say, Lord, give me an understanding of what I need to do. I know I have a story of overcoming. How do I get this out?
And that's actually the name of the book that just came out that I did a compilation book on. It's called Stand Up, Be Heard, because everybody has a story.
Amen.
Everybody has a story.
Amen.
We ain't the host.
I'm gonna take this 1 minute real quick, and then I'm gonna let the other two hosts. You know, they not co-hosts.
Look, we all stable mates. That's what Rudy said. We all stable mates.
They gonna get a information where you can contact them. But I want to say this real quick. You know, thanks once again for coming on. This was an awesome show. This was some information. You know, part of what I say, you know, we need to stand on is information, correction, direction, discipline, understanding, vision, and clarity. And y'all receive all seven of them words tonight. Like they say, pay your way to success, the 90-day game plan. The book coaching, the books and the authors. See, that come all together with the five. You start writing for 5 days. Just start the first 5 days of writing or typing or however you want to do it.
Outlining, dictating.
And just put the 90-day plan to it. But the best book is, you know, truly the Bible. Like Deacon Rudy just said, pray to God, ask him to give you a direction to which way that you want to start writing, for all the people that want to start writing. Pray to God for the paving your way to success, for whatever you need to do for your success. You know, this is a 90-day remedy, and it do work, because you listening to three people that, you know, experience some things in their life, and we right here, and we sharing it back. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say thank y'all for listening in. This was a beautiful and blessed show. Once again, thank the CEO, Ms. Princess Cooper. And as I always say, if this show don't give you what you're looking for, it's 30 other shows syndicated on this network. One of them can give you some type of feeling to listen to. So support the network, not just It's a Way Out or Pay Your Way to Success.
Mm-hmm.
It's many different other shows that come on every hour of the day. Just go to the network. Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Radio. And, you know, all my listeners, y'all already know how to contact me. So I'm going to turn it over real fast. They're going to give you some information. I'm telling you, my listeners, we going to do this together, because I'm doing this with you. The 90 day, because I got some things I need to do that I'm going to accomplish and bring it to them in them 90 days.
Amen.
And you know what? We'll all come back on.
In 90 days.
We'll
talk about
our
accomplishments. We'll take phone calls, everything. Yep. But once again, how do you connect with us? On Facebook, on social media, we're Pave Your Way to Success. We have a fan page. You can connect with Michelle directly. She's Michelle Davis Govan on Facebook. You can connect with me directly. I'm Rudy Govan on Facebook. You can also connect with our show by texting the word PAVE, P-A-V-E, to the phone number 55469. That will put you on our text alert. We send a text alert out every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock to tell you it's Pave Your Way to Success Saturday, what our topics are. And then we send another text out at 8:45 saying, hey, it's 15 minutes to Pave Your Way to Success. We'd love to have you. We'd love to share our brand of entertainment, our brand of inspiration, and our brand of motivation with you. So please log in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, or check us out on Pave Your Way to Success. As always, the links are always live. So go ahead and check out some archive shows. You can also check us out on our website at Pave, P-A-V-E, radio.com.
And I just want to say thank you real quick to our pastor, you know, who definitely gave us the word, who gave us the encouragement to want to reach the people. But
we're covered.
Here it is, you know, Sister Michelle, you know,
you know, information you want to give them a little bit about or all that was in one? I mean, I know you're
married. Yeah, that's
couple.
All in one. He did everything. Well, I'm just like, look, just reach out to me, Michelle Davis Govan on Facebook. The Soldiers and Stilettos. Oh, yeah, go on. If you connect with me on Facebook, I have a Soldiers and Stilettos workshop coming out, conference May 21st. You definitely want to be a part of that. And we're wrapping it up.
Oh, yeah. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Real quick, I definitely got to say thank you to also a book coach who helped with me as well, Miss Devontia. You know, she do a superb job too out of South Carolina. Thank you. I think that's it. And so,
boom.
Oh, man, that was a great, awesome show. Thank y'all,
oh,
man.
Look, I got to go back and listen to that tomorrow.
Man. Yeah, I'm going to listen to it too.
Michelle.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.